Hello, hello. How is everybody doing? Welcome to Rashawn's Poetry and Spoken Word podcast. I hope everybody's doing well. We're podcasting once again from sunny Southern California. Well, not so sunny today, but I'm in Southern California. And spoken word, poetry, and poem heads, I'm back, y'all. I have a poem. A lot's been going on in the world. You know, a lot of current events, world events, and today, because of enlightening the situation of Haiti, Afghanistan, you're in my prayers too. I wrote this poem specifically for Haiti. I was thinking about, you know, all the events and whatnot, so I want to show some type of compassion and stuff for the Haitian community and prayers and things of that nature, and let them know that I am thinking of them and they are in my prayers regarding that terrible earthquake that they just experienced. So without further ado, I just wrote this one today. It's called Haitians Be Encouraged. So I'm going to present this to you, and I hope it touches someone's spirit, and I hope the Haitian community will benefit or be uplifted from this poem. So let's just jump right into it. Haitians, be encouraged, stand tall and strong. Your beautiful beaches, your home, you belong. Haitians, do not let the earthquake get your spirits beneath you. Find your inner strength and don't let this defeat you. Your beautiful people, land with beautiful beaches. Your native tongue in French leaves me just speechless. The United States and the world are sending prayers and resources for you to let you know our hearts are true. I am writing this poem for the Haitians because it's just due. From California, I'm sending my prayers and hand to ask God to protect all the people and the land. And from a different perspective, the world's got you, and we'll do all that we can. And that was written today. Once again, it's called Haitians Be Encouraged. I hope that it uplifts people in Haiti, Haitian Americans, anybody that was affected by that earthquake, any family members, anybody that's trying to reach out to them. That one's for you guys. From your sister over here, my sisters and brothers, I'm thinking of you. I'm going to try to do more to see how I can reach out and help you guys. My prayers are with you. Just be strong, as I said in my poem, and just be strong and uplift yourselves in prayer and stay encouraged. Afghanistan, I'm praying for you too. And I'm hoping that situation will get better there as well. And we just need to reach out to people and uplift and just see what we can do to encourage people. It's a really crazy time with the pandemic and just everything. The last year and a half, 2 years has just been like super crazy, y'all. But I hope that reaches somebody. I hope it encourages somebody. I hope it inspires someone to be strong and not give up. And basically, I'll see you guys in the next poem. Thank you so much for letting me present that to you. Tell your friends, you know, to listen in. And I'm so grateful to be able to do this and have an opportunity to present my poetry and spoken word to you guys, which is written and recited by me. And you guys take care. Have a blessed evening, night, or day. And I'll see you next poem or spoken word. Thank you. Peace. I'm out. Thank you.